Did you know that 71% of the people that watch Matthew Kelly's videos are not subscribers? That makes no sense. We need to change that. Subscribe today. Hit that subscribe button, smash that like button, and turn on those notifications so you never miss out on another great video ever again.
We talk a lot about relationships with God, with other people, because relationships are so central to life. And we talk a lot about relationship with Jesus, or personal relationship with Jesus is a very common phrase in Christianity and in spiritual circles. And we talk about these things and we don't always stop to think about, okay, what does that mean? What does that look like? Do I have that? Is that possible? How's that going? Is it better this year than it was last year? What do I need to do this year that I didn't do last year? What is God inviting me to in that relationship this year to make it new, to make it fresh, to take it to the next level? There are a lot of things that we gloss over. And, you know, in the chapter today, we talk about John the Apostle, who had an incredible relationship with Jesus. I mean, you put 12 guys together with Jesus, they're all going to have different relationships with him. That's just the nature of relationship. That's the nature of personality. That's the nature of God and the creativity of God. He finds different ways to relate with each and every single one of us. But it's clearly pointed out in the Gospels that John had a unique relationship with Jesus. And when we read that, what does that make you feel? What does that make you think? Does it make you think, I wonder what that was like? Does it make you think, wow, I would really like to have a relationship with Jesus like John did? Or does it make you think, I want to have an incredible relationship with Jesus, but I want it to be creatively different according to however Jesus wants that to be. But I'm not sure we think about it. Is your relationship with Jesus better this year than it was last year? If you think yes, how do you measure that? If you think no, how do you measure that? And obviously it's impossible to measure definitively, but I think we have a sense. And I think it's good for us to check in from time to time. One of the reasons it's important, because relationships are central to life. In one of my earliest books, A Call to Joy, I talked about the idea that essentially we'll never have better relationships with people than we have with God. Because we learn all our relationship skills, we learn so much of that from our relationship with God, especially the big stuff like forgiveness. You know, the big stuff like listening. You know, we learn so much of that from our relationship with God. And so it's very hard for us to have better relationships with other people than we have with God. And so if we're not investing in our relationship with God, that places a governor, that places a limit on our relationships with other people. And Jesus, in a very unique way, teaches us how to be a good friend. And if there's one thing society needs today, it needs really good friends, you know? I think that more and more people realize that, wow, they could do with some really, really good friends. I'm not sure that we'd know how to be that great friend to other people. I'm not sure that we've honed that skill, that we're aware of what does that take. And so in many ways today, John, the disciple, and Jesus are inviting us to learn how to be a great friend.